Hi, and welcome to the Ask Sue Show. Hope everybody's all okay. And of course, it has got to be Tuesday today, which obviously means our one and only co-host, Howard Eibstein. Hi, Howard. How are you doing?
How are you today, Miss Sue? I'm a little lazy today. You know, I'm in the Christmas season at work, so the bones are aching a little, like your back. But other than that, we're ready to go.
All the fun today, I'll tell you. Everything that can go wrong has, and it's doing really. But we're getting there. I can feel we're going to have another good show coming up. So,
of course.
And just before we start, anybody wants to call into the show, please give us a call in 347-327-9694. Please give us a call in. You know, if there's anything you want to bring to our attention, anything you want, give us a call in. We promise not to bite. And plus By the sounds of it, but we're both aching as much as each other, so we promise to be really gentle with everybody today.
Hey, I didn't promise not to bite. Now, you know, I didn't say that.
We'll leave that to the other owners. So how's your week been then, Howard?
It's crazy at work. It's very, very busy. The rush Christmas is 3 weeks from today, as we know. So it's getting a little crazy at work. People, the rush is on, as they say. You know, I've been doing this many years, and people wait and wait and wait. And, you know, some of the people are not nice, so that's okay. I had a lady the other day. She turned out we hugged each other. You know, she was kind of crabby, but everything turned out good, you know. When people are not, you know, people come in, there's no parking, and they're, you know, last minute. So I've learned in the 35-plus years in the business, as if they get nasty or not nice, you just get nicer. And it usually turns out okay, and usually I'll talk about my doggies. And so it's all good. It's all good. I'll just be happy.
My nan used to always say, always smile at them. She said, it makes them worried.
Yeah, that's true. That's like, I'm being not nice and you're being nice. What's going on here? Can't figure that out.
Oh, my gosh. All fun, though. Right. So we've got a few things coming up today. We may have a couple of phone calls. I have put it out there that a couple of people that might be calling in that we know of. So we shall see how the phone lines go on. I'm just posting the links round. So by all means, every time I touch something on Facebook at the moment, everybody seems to be saying to me that they're having problems with Facebook. I can honestly tell everybody you are alone.
It's crazy. I don't know what's going on. When I try to post pictures now, it's different. The whole thing, I don't know. Facebook is, I think it's gone a little wacko the last couple of days. Posts are disappearing. I mean, Rosie posted something and it showed up, and I posted something and it didn't. So I don't know that happened. I just don't get it.
All fun. Right. Now, where are we going to start? Howard, do you want to start? Is there anything you want to bring to the forefront?
Well, once again, to quote the captain, another slow process. Keisha was in court yesterday. It got delayed again. So it's now January 14th. So I just don't know. Maybe the captain will call in. As he said, it's a slow process. But, you know, March, this will be 2 years in March. So I honestly don't understand it. I guess she turned down another plea deal, which we expected. So I just don't know. You know, it's just, I guess it's just a very slow, but the good thing is Patrick is happy and safe. We saw those new pictures that the captain posted, and I spoke to GSVS this morning. I have a friend there, and Patrick is doing great. I'm sure he's getting ready for his second Christmas with the Scavellis, and I'm sure he'll be getting a couple of treats and toys, and I'm sure we'll see another, you know, couple of new pictures. But, you know, I guess, you know, people are very, you know, frustrated. It's frustrating because I don't, you know, it's just a slow, slow, slow system. I mean, it's just unbelievable. But I guess that's the way it is, Sue. I guess you can't fight City Hall. I don't know. There's nothing.
But the thing is, the whole law system for everything has just gone mad, hasn't it, though?
It has.
You know, that just goes for anything. I mean, I know there's friends of mine at the moment whose son got murdered, and they're still waiting, and it's going to be like over Christmas. And this happened months ago. What on earth? You know, all I say is if you get a, you know, you do the crime, you need to be in there and serve the time. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, none of this faffing about.
I know.
And then when they get to court, let's face it, half the time they get away with murder, literally.
Yeah. So I don't know. I've seen, you know, worse crimes against humans, and they've been tried, convicted, and boom, boom. So obviously, I don't know if it's because Patrick's so popular. I really don't understand what's holding it up. But, you know, as the captain says, it's just more time with the Scavellis. So I guess that's, you know, the main thing, that he's happy and healthy. But, you know, as you talk on your government show, it's really messed up. I just don't understand it. It's just really, the system is really clogged. If that's the word you want to use. And, you know, what boggles my mind is, Sue, you know, they just went through a big major event in New Jersey with the hurricane, but yet they're spending all this money. They're spending every time, you know, the clerk has to be in the courtroom, the judge has got to be there, the attorney's got to be there. You know, costs money to keep the courtroom lit. So I'd love to know how much money has been spent over the 2 years with this whole Patrick thing. I'm sure they could have built the school or, you know, fixed some infrastructure. That's a big concern.
They could have built another shelter to save poor dogs like Patrick as well.
Exactly. So I just don't know.
The thing with that is, it's like, you know, we're just talking about one with Patrick. How many
Right.
more dogs and how many more situations have actually gone through like this, and how much is actually wasted?
Huh.
And the thing is, they won't even be claiming all this back. So when, and I will say when, she gets done for this,
yeah.
You know, surely she should be fined all of the costs for this as well.
Correct.
Because if she hadn't have done what she'd done, then they wouldn't all be there. So why should the tax people take all of this?
Correct. Yeah, I hear you. It's a very, you know, like...
I can feel another rant coming on with that. That could be another Hamish to Government show with that, I think.
You know, I talk to a lot of people, and I think at this point, people want justice, but I think they're just fed up with the whole thing. It's old already. It's going to be 2 years in March. You know,
yeah.
Make or do, you know, unfortunately, Sue, and believe me, I want justice too, but, you know, as you say, you talk about the pedophiles and the murderers, and, you know, the jails are clogged. So, you know something, give her a huge fine. Let her pay her back the rest of her life. Let her shovel shit on the freeways. Let her, you know, do whatever. But this has got to be over with already. It's crazy. And then, as you know, the captain said with the law, he was, you know, not happy with the way it's written. So once again, you know, I guess in politics, no matter what party you're in or what country, it's so much red tape, and it just doesn't seem to move. But if the lawmakers want something to go through and it's their favorite thing, oh, boy, I wonder how quick that goes through.
Yeah. By the way, if you find out she's doing community service on the side of the road, of any road, please let me know, won't you?
Oh, absolutely.
Because then I will organize all the biggest HGV trucks, all of the NJSPCA vehicles, to make sure they get a rainy day and we can drench her from head to foot and cover in some sort of muck.
Yeah, from what I can perceive, and I could be wrong, what was part of it was holding up, there was child services involved, you know, she has children, you know, something, and that's not the kid's fault, you know, that has nothing to do with the children, but, you know, decide what you're going to do.
Yeah, but the thing is, if she can do that to a dog, actually, how are her kids?
Yeah, exactly, that's the big question, that we don't know.
And her dogs, and let's face it, her dog looking like that as being around children... Well, surely, to goodness, what must that do to the kids to see that dog in that state?
Exactly.
Their pet dog, and they saw that. I mean, what has it done to them mentally?
Exactly. So I don't know. You know, something as I agree with you, Sue. And you know, I joke around how much I love Patrick, but it's just very frustrating. And as you know, he's taken a hold, and maybe this will, you know, set a precedent. And by the way, Sue, I have a little surprise coming for you in the mail. The captain sent me a couple of calendars, and I got a couple exclusive Christmas cards that he is giving out, and my dear friend will be receiving the calendar and the card, and the card is just beautiful. And I got a very, very, very beautiful card from the captain. When I got it, it was sealed. I opened it up, and even my wife was impressed. She doesn't say too much, so... If the captain's listening, I want to give him a special shout-out. And, you know, I was telling the kids, I was lecturing the kids at work yesterday, you know, something like this, you know, means so, so much. You know, Sue, something like this means so much to me. And, you know, I think as you grow up, you know, your values really, really change in life. And it's just those things. The captain, you know, he signed it. He put it in the envelope. You know, it didn't take any effort on his part, but it meant so, so much to me. And, you know, I try to tell people that's what it's all about. Appreciate your friends. Be thankful. You know, and that's what it's all about, truly. And I know when you get the calendar and the card, you're going to be very pleased, too. So, you know, guys, it's just little things sometimes that, that makes your day.
Yes, definitely so. Definitely. And, I mean, do you know, it's that the things that get me is the ones that just go the extra mile, that just do... It can even be if they just ring you purposely just to say thank you.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that little card of thank you or an inbox on Facebook because you've done something and you get
mm-hmm.
a thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It
you
doesn't
what,
need
yep.
to be massive. Just, you know, a little message, just a little bit of respect. You know, that's all it takes. It's not all about, you know, bigging yourself up to something. It's just those little things that mean so much.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
I've been brought up like, you know, at Christmas time, we always had to write out thank you cards to thank everybody for everything they've done, you know,
exactly.
for the presents, for the cards
mm-hmm.
they've sent, the money they'd
mm-hmm.
sent us or whatever. We used to always write thank you cards the day after.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, matter of fact,
you don't get that no more.
It's true. I remember one time when my grandparents used to give me gifts, and I think I lied to my parents. I think I said I sent it or I mailed it, and they didn't get it, and guess what? My dad took the gift away from me. I never saw it again, and it really
yeah.
put me alive. I was, I don't know, 9 or 10 years old, and you know something at the time, of course, I hated him for it, but you know something? Good for him. Good for him that he did that, but a lot of the parents, you know, don't, you know, just don't do that. You know, the problem is at that age, you can't be your kids' friends. You got to be their parent. That's the whole thing.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. We had this show, actually, the other day, and we had a bit of a rant about the kids. And me having 4 children, it is difficult because society's changed for that as well. So,
and you have, man. Yeah, and you have 4 little ones, so you know.
Oh yes, I know. Oh, we've got a caller on the line. Let me see who it is. Hold a minute.
Might be our friend Sally. She has some activities.
Hi,
doing.
Welcome to our Sue show.
Hey, Sue. It's Sally. How are you?
Hi, how are you doing? You okay?
I'm doing good. I'm kind of tired, but that's okay.
Hey, join the club. We're the Senior Citizen Club today, Sally.
Hey, hold on. I said I was aching, but not that much.
Today I
Although,
feel
actually,
asleep.
I am.
Yeah, oh, I'm older than you.
So, Sally, you have some good news to tell us? You were at a fair. You did some more rescuing or something?
We did a big fundraiser. The shelter that I help out, it had a big fundraiser. And it was really great. We do a holiday bingo, and we had over 150 people turn out.
Wow.
And fundraiser made close to $2,100.
Wow. That's
oh,
great.
Oh, fantastic.
Awesome. That's great.
Awesome, because we have Chance the Boxer, who, you know, he was the one that was drug and abused, whose vet bills are going to be really expensive. He's doing wonderfully, but still, that's going to go a long way to help Chance.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Yeah, he's a sweetheart.
You know, it's so great what you do, Sally. And, if you know, and I think Sue and I have had this discussion. If more people in their community would get involved and share links and do stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
you know, it just doesn't take a lot of effort. It's easy to, well, the other guy's going to do it. Or, you know, oh, yeah, the other guy's going to, you know, share Sue's link. Well, guys, you know something? I'm going on a mini rant here. It's getting old. There's 22. How many are in the group, Sue?
Over 2,000.
Okay, you know something, guys?
Over 2,000 in the Ask Sue show. I've got 2,000 friends myself. I've got, I think we're up to 300 or 400 on the Global Animal Advocate. And, oh, I'll let you rant first.
Okay, I'm going to, you know, for the last 6 weeks, Sue has been ranting and ranting. And you know something, guys? It's getting old because if Sue has a family to support, and she's got kids, and she's got to have a life too. And she has said it and said it, but it's going to get to the point where the show's going to go bye-bye. And then everyone's going to say, oh, I should have shared the link. And you know something? You guys are going to miss the show. She's had so many amazing guests on. She's continuing to grow, but, you know, it's an outlet for all of us. Everyone loves it, and she's not asking much. It's very, very simple. A child can do what she's asking. So, you know, come home before you go to work, whatever. Just don't keep saying, and it's, you know, unfortunately, you know, it's human nature to become complacent. We all do. But don't count on the other guy for this. Take some responsibility for yourselves. If you love the show that much and you respect Sue, you enjoy the show with Kathy and with Victoria Iceman and myself and people like Sally calling in. We're having the captain. She's had many people. Get off your asses and do it. That's it. End of discussion. That's my mini rant.
Yeah.
Today.
Well, for me to top off that rant, Howard is absolutely right. And Howard, honestly, you don't know how close to the bone it's been today.
I know.
I've been in absolute agony with my back. I had an accident not last August, the August before, August 2011. We were lucky to be actually to actually get away with it as much as we did. We actually had a car overtaking a horse box, and both the horse box and this car were coming both straight at us. And we had to go up the hedge bank, so we hit the hedge bank first, and then obviously had this car hitting the side of us as well. I mean, I seemed fine at the time. I'd got Bill and Kimberly and Bill's niece in the car with us at the time, and we were lucky to get out of it. But then, obviously, we've had that to cope with. And then in the last few months, as everybody knows, I fell down the stairs and I hurt the coccyx in my back, which is just absolute agony. I've got to be at the doctor's early tomorrow morning. But the thing is, I'm putting hours and hours and hours. And if I said 15 hours a day, I'd probably be being lenient, okay? Sometimes it's 18 hours a day. There's been nights when I've literally stayed up all night because on the night when I wanted to do the Global Animal Advocate. Now, today I went on the Global Animal Advocate and I was just, all I can say is disgusted, okay? I went down and people, I don't know if you realise, but I can actually see how many people have seen the post, how many people shared it, and how many people liked it, okay? So, let me just give you a couple of instances, okay? There is two dogs at the moment that are in, actually near you, I think, somewhere, Los Angeles way, two dogs that are looking for a home, okay?
Sure.
They have been in a home and the child is actually allergic to them, so they've got an allergy, so they've got to be rehomed. 38 people saw this post. How many do you think shared it?
One.
None.
None.
Okay. We had, let me have a look. There was a post about where farmers smack the hell and kill calves that are boys because they are no use to them with a hammer. And it says, please remember me the next time you want ice cream, cheese, milk, yogurt or milk, chocolate, go vegan, right? Let me have a look. 45 people looked at it who saw the post, so can't deny they saw it. 45 people saw the post. Three people shared it. So 42 just thought they'd ignore it.
Okay.
We've got a picture where there is a Chinese lady with dogs that have been chopped up into pieces, all dog meat waiting on the table with knives and everything else, and goodness knows what they've gone for that. 44 people saw that. Two could only be asked to share it. A dog gets smacked over the head where the Simpsons creator has actually put up a $10,000 reward to find out who did it. 37 people saw it, and funnily enough, 15 people have shared it. I know for a fact that half of that was me. Okay?
Yeah.
Let me see what else there was. There's dogs on here. We've had up to 50... Right, here we go. This was another one. We had where there is about 16 buckets of dogs' and cats' bodies, okay? Big oil drums, okay? Full of cats' and dogs' bodies. And you'd think that's quite horrific. And people would share that. 55 people saw the post. 4 people commented, including Global Animal Advocate themselves. And 5 people shared it. We've got another one where 36 people saw the same sort of picture. 36 people saw it. 6 people shared. Do you mean? We have a dog that's needing a home. 42 people saw the post, 5 people shared. And this goes on and on and on. And all these people have joined Global Animal Advocate, and this is where I want to make a big, massive voice for these dogs, the ones that everybody's screaming at me, Sue, please, can we do something? Please, can you do a show for this? Please, you know, and they're showing me, sending me one dog pictures of one dog that needs saving. Is anybody actually awake out there? Can nobody see the pictures that I see on Global Animal Advocate, the ones that we post every single day of dogs? Literally, there's about 50 dogs in one picture, okay? And it's asking for people to sign the picture. 3 people commented. One was me, one was Sean, one was Anne Rutherford. And she has put, signed in disgust, okay? 2, 3, 4, 5 people, including Global Animal Advocate, liked the post. 6 people shared it. 64 people saw that post.
Hmm.
Do you know what? And they wonder why the world is like it is.
Yep.
It's because of all these people that look at these links and think, oh, I can't share that post. It's too horrific. Or I can't possibly share the post. My child will see it. Your child may be 6-year-old, 8-year-old, 12-year-old, but reality check is your kid is growing up in this world. Is this what you want your kid to grow up to?
Yep.
You think it's going to be horrific for them when they're 3-year-old? Well, forget it, a 3-year-old. That image isn't going to stay in their mind, but it certainly will when they're older, when they actually see it on the TV for the first time and think, oh, my goodness, Mum, look at that. Why is nobody doing anything? It's because your mum or your dad was one of these people that saw the post and chose to ignore it, who decided to do nothing about it. We put a video of a dog being stripped alive, his fur ripped off him alive, and his body chucked in a skip with the rest of hundreds of goodness knows how many dogs' bodies so they could have the fur. They were not given a little injection to make this gentle. No, they were totally alive and the fur stripped off them. And they were literally chucked this body of this poor dog in a skip type thing. He was still alive and can be alive for up to 10 minutes. And his eyes were still blinking because he was still alive and in horrific pain. And do you know what? How many times have you seen that picture on anybody's post? How many times have you seen that video on anybody's Facebook profiles?
Hmm.
Nobody's, because it's too horrific. They can't possibly cope with it. For goodness sake, I'm asking you to share the video, not to share the pain. I didn't ask you to strip off all your skin to prove the point of how much pain that poor dog went. Just share the picture.
Exactly. Yeah, I actually...
And I have just got to the stage in my life at this moment in time where I am thinking to myself, I am doing 18 hours a day on this to get this show up to scratch, up to something. I may as well go and get a job and work 12 hours a day, get money in my back pocket and give £100 to a shelter and feel like I'm doing more.
Yep.
Because if all you idle sods that are mouthing off about how you want to change the world want to sit in your armchairs and just look at the pictures and then flick it over, well, I'm sorry, I'm getting to the same extent. Why the hell should we bother? Let's just leave the dogs. Let's just forget about them, all right? Let's just see more of Patrick's. Let's see more of Lennox's stories. Let's see more of them dogs being stripped of their fur. Let's just leave it. But then I will come up and put it on your doorstep, and let's see how many of you would want to complain about it then.
Yeah,
Let your child see it in your street, and let me see how many of you want to share it then and make a thing about it. Don't anybody come crying to me or whinging to me about how terrible this world is ever again, because you are part of the problem. Because you're not sharing the links, you're not sharing the groups, you're not making the world aware. And if you all had a heart, you would be on there sharing it as much as you can. I'm not saying be on there 18 hours. Please just go on Global Animal Advocate, click and share the links. Like the pages so we can get the numbers up there so people can see what we're seeing. None of this can change until all of us get a grip and realise what the problem is. The problem is society is not standing up for any of this. And if you lot can't be asked to bother, and you can't be bothered to just share the links that I'm putting up there, and me and Sean and Howard and other people are all sharing these links, but then it's the same ones doing it. Well, Sean's come off the admin of Global Animal Advocate because he's just disgusted. He is just absolute disgusted. Both of us are mortified that we're putting all these hours in and nobody can even be bothered to share the post.
I understand
so,
that.
So why should we bother?
Yeah. I've got 5 pages in a pit bull group. And I tell you what, I've got a page for cats and small animals, like rabbits and things like that. I do a lot of sharing on there. And I have one page that was my first one I ever started, which is Bruiser's Angels. And I put things on there, and, you know, you put things on there, and I get complaints about people. I can't stand to see these dogs without homes every day. I can't see all that. I can't stand to look at this. I'm like, so I'm going to dislike your page. And I told this lady, I said, you know what? If you don't see it, you're not going to do anything about it.
But
it's human nature.
What they don't,
it's human nature.
Yeah, but do you know what, Sally? What they don't realize, it's not just the fact that they don't want to see it. They probably don't. Not, neither do I, neither do you, neither does Howard, neither does Sean. But the end of the day is, it could be that just one of those people that's their friends might actually be looking for a dog that week.
That's right.
All right.
Well, yep. I actually called five people about those two dogs in L.A. here. I called five friends this morning to see if they'd be interested. So we'll see. Sally, how many people are in your Pitbull Happiness group?
123, 124.
What's your biggest group that you have? With the Bruisers?
Well, my biggest page is Bruisers. Bruisers,
yeah, but that Pitbull Happiness. Have you ever seen that group, Sue, her Pitbull Happiness group?
I haven't. I'm just looking for it now, actually.
You think?
Oh, it's probably because it's secret.
Oh.
I had the troll problem.
Yeah, like, that, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There's loads of trolls, love.
Sue?
Oh, huh.
Sue?
Yep.
You know, that Pitbull Happiness, I think, is a pretty good thing. Do you think, and we're just talking here, you think we could bring it under the Global Animal Advocate group and bring in some people?
Yeah, of course.
If Sally was willing to do that?
It's a two-way thing. Hopefully we could fetch people to them as well.
Sal, would you be willing to do that?
And this is why we want to get all the groups under one umbrella.
Sal, would you be willing to do that?
Yeah, sure. Let me find the link to it.
Okay.
And I'll post it and ask Sue.
Okay.
I found it.
No, but then...
Let me change the... I just tripped off of it. Uh-huh.
Sue, can we bring it into the Global Animal Advocate?
Yeah, of course we can. Yep.
Okay. Okay. Okay, well, maybe after the show, you guys will PM each other, figure out, and then maybe because, you know, that Pitbull Happiness is a great group, and that might attract more people.
Yeah.
Yes, it's all, I try to do everything about no BSL, all that kind of thing. I don't, you know, that's my thing, too. Since I adopted two pits, you know, it's become one of my passions as well.
Well, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Okay, I changed it to open. Okay.
Sorry, Sally, carry on.
Oh, that's okay. I was just thinking and trying to look at Facebook at the same time. Not a good thing to do.
I know. It's like when I'm trying to talk in chat and then I'm writing down what I'm saying and not what I'm supposed to be writing.
Sue, anyone on hold at all?
No, I don't. I just did a quick glance.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Yeah, but that'd be...
Let me just have a look.
Mona's okay,
got in the chat.
Oh,
excellent. Thanks. I'll have a look at that in just a moment. Mona's put, Sue, isn't also same importance what each one does in their life, everyday life? If one is vegan or doesn't eat meat, for example, isn't that person teaching those around them also? In the real life, outside of Facebook, same with telling them about animal abuse. Do you know what, Mona, I totally agree with what you're saying. It does work outside of Facebook as well. But the fact of the matter is, those people had actually seen that post, and it would have took a couple of seconds just to literally share the post.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? It's literally so that if we get a certain amount of likes and a certain amount of share on pages, because this is how Facebook works, that's when we get Global Animal Advocate into the news feed. And I want to be able to literally invite more groups off Facebook under the umbrella of Global Animal Advocate so that we can get the different links in there. For instance, we want to get dogs that need rescuing. So we need people to put that on. We also need shelters that have got spaces. We also need the ones that can do transport, because there's people that will do transport for us. Mm-hmm. There's also the ones then who are looking for a dog or the ones that need rehoming. There's, you know, and if we could get all these different people, even down to we've got a memorial page where people can put, if they've lost their dog, they can actually put in memory of their dog. Do you mean? So there's so many different things that we can actually get under one umbrella.
Correct.
So instead of going to all these different groups, which are all brilliant, and I'm not knocking any of them, if we could have it all under one group and link to them, that would be even better. It'd be making even a bigger, stronger umbrella for all of us.
Exactly. Yeah.
And a lot of them are saying that they can't get the media help out there, because a lot of the shows will not do about dogs and, you know, how horrific it is and everything else. So a lot of them are saying, we can't get the media. You've got a form of media, but we need to get them all under one umbrella to actually be able to help them all.
Exactly, exactly. And then everything's just intertwined, you know, it just feeds off each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's some fantastic groups out there, absolute fantastic. But the thing is, we've got too many of different individual groups that could, if we were all together in one big umbrella and were shouting from the same place, it would be amazing.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. But people got to get off their ASSESs and start, you know, rolling. You know, I remember about 5 years ago in L.A., this gang members were kicking the shit out of this guy, and people just stood there and watched.
Mm-hmm.
They just
yep.
stood there and watched. And then finally someone came, they stood there and watched while they kicking the shit out of this guy. And they're like, oh, okay, you know, what should I do?
Yep.
You know, it's like, oh, my God. You know, it's, I guess people, I don't know, Sue, if they're complacent, they don't care. I just don't get it. I just don't get it. You know, people, you know, everyone says they want to make a difference. They'll read the, you know, like you say, Sue, it's horrific, it's terrible. Well, then get off your ass and do something. You know, that's like, you know, like the captain says, we all do something different. That's why I created the events, because that's what I was capable of doing. You know, and it brings people together, and it creates knowledge, but, you know, everyone's got to do their little share. That's all it takes. And, God's sakes, to share a link, go to the shelter, take a picture and post it in the Global Animate Advocate Group. We have, you know, we have an event for that. Just go and do it. You know, oh, it's terrible, it's terrible. Well, you know something? You might be able to save an animal today or tomorrow or next week. You know something?
Yep.
Instead of sitting there having your coffee for $7 for a half hour, go to the shelter, take a picture, or, you know, do something. Just, you know, don't,
yep.
I know for all of us, I know for, you know, the whole family, you know, it makes you feel better when you know you do something. You don't do it for that reason, but it makes you feel better. You can go to sleep at night saying, hey, I did something good today, you know, and that's really what it's all about. You know, it's just giving.
Exactly.
It's not all taking, tanking. And back to Sue's point, she can't keep giving. It's getting old. It's the same speech week after week. And,
yep.
You know,
exactly.
You know, it's just very, very old. Anyway,
I just want to say to people, if every time that people looked at Patrick's picture and you thought that was horrific, just imagine how many more dogs we're not actually shouting out for. Let's just have a minute to just think about all those dogs that are being abused at this minute, that can't be saved, that we haven't even got on Facebook yet, the ones
right.
that we're going to find out about
yep.
tomorrow, the ones that are going to be dumped tomorrow, the ones that are going to be starved tomorrow, the ones that died yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
No. Okay. You know, people say to me, oh, yeah, but did we save this one today? Yeah, it's okay. We saved one today. Five more just dropped straight in its place. Patrick
yep.
was a lucky one. Lennox was an unfortunate and murdered one. You know, we've got John that was a lucky one. You know,
yep.
we've got all these different stories. You can tell me one good one, but I'll give you a replacement of a bad one within 2 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It's true. It's true.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody just needs to think that every time you share a post, you could be sharing a dog's life and helping it.
Yep.
It's as simple as that. You might not be able to help, and your friend that you shared it to, they might not be able to help, but their friend might.
That's right. And you know something, Sue, I always talk about your kids. I talk about Sophie. She's one of my heroes in New York City. She's 13 years old, right?
Mm-hmm.
13.
Yep.
13. Look what she has
yep.
done. The kid, Cade, who started out a lemonade stand for Hercules, 11 years old, okay? 11, guys, raised $12,000.
Yep.
So someone who's out there who's 40 years old, you can't get off your ass and go post or cross-post when an 11-year-old can raise $12,000, okay?
Exactly.
You know, hello. I mean, I guess we don't get it. I guess there's something wrong with my brain, because I certainly couldn't have done that as a child. So these kids are so inspirational. If they can't do it, why, you know, I guess these kids have, you know, maybe they're 11, 12, but they're going on 40 as far as I'm concerned, because it's just magnificent. You know, I couldn't have imagined doing anything like that. Sue, you know, your kids. But I want to ask you two a question, because you're both parents. I'm not. What is the age, and I know it's, you know, all different, what is the age generally when you show a picture, when you show a picture to a kid like a Patrick or Hercules? I mean, at 4 or 5, and you know.
I think, personally, I think that all depends on the child.
Yeah, that's what I said. Each case is
because
different.
Because they're all different. I mean, mm-hmm. I've shown Jamie, Emma, and Jana, and Kimberly all, you know, the Patrick picture. I've shown them the picture of that dog being stripped alive and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Because my point in being is, why hide them away from the truth? Because they're going to have to face reality soon anyway.
Yeah, they're
and if
see
it
on.
Means that they're mm-hmm. actually awake to it now, imagine what animal advocates they're going to be when they're older.
Yeah, these pictures are on TV anyway. They see it or on the, you know, they go on the computer. They can see it anyway at 5 years old.
Yeah, but parents, yeah, give their kids games that are eight. They've got 18 plus on it and don't think anything of it. But then you put a picture on Facebook and say it's too horrific for them. Hold on a minute, you've got a computer game up in their bedroom that's got somebody being blown apart. And nicking cars and putting a gun to a policeman's head.
Exactly.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
I agree. And I agree with what she's saying about depends on the child, you know.
Yeah. Each kid is different.
Each kid's different. My grandkids are 6, 4, and 3. And that, to me, they're a little young yet to comprehend the whole realm of the situation. But I do... you know, try every time when I talk to them, you know, I do instill in them, you know, this is how you kick. And they do have pets. They actually have hamsters and gerbils. So they are being taught to care for them at a young age. Which
that's great, though.
You know, they do have little pets.
Yeah,
but
that's,
you know,
great.
But I think, too, to see that older, I think maybe give them a few more years, maybe, you know, to be able to comprehend exactly what they're seeing. And but like Sue said, too, these games that are out there, even on TV, they show people getting shot. It's like kids anymore are desensitized to pain and reality of this will hurt you and this will kill you. And when this is done to something, it is very painful. But they need to see that people, I mean, this is bad. You know, the human race lately has just been totally evil. I mean, it just seems like it's pure evil, because every time I look, turn around and look, this dog has had this done to it. A cat's been thrown off the top of a building. I mean, we've had a cat at our shelter that was shot in the face. The bullet's still in his brain. He's in foster care, but he still got a bullet and went through. They shot it through his nasal passage. I mean, you know, why in the world would a mind work like that?
Mm-hmm.
We have to teach our kids. We have to teach them compassion for the animals. We have to teach them respect. And we have to teach them that, you know, all this cruelty is just, it's wrong. They have to learn at a young age compassion and care for the animals and the earth.
And also, Sally, when you actually hear and see on the internet that an 8-year-old has put a kitten in a microwave, then tell mm-hmm. me that they're too young to see horrific images.
Exactly.
Yeah, eight's about right. Yeah, if eight, yeah, that 8-year-old can do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
It goes along the lines of your kids in high school being shown the scared straight for drunk driving stuff. You know, start showing them, okay, this is what reality is to this animal. This is what happens. This is how they take their fur. This is, you know, give them a dose of reality that way, too. Not just because you go out and drink and drive, you'll end up like this. But this is what's happening in your world, everywhere.
Yep. It's true.
Exactly.
It's true. I've
just got to read out Kayla's in the chat room.
Kayla?
And she says, hi,
Kayla.
Sue. Hi, Howard. I haven't been able to listen for a while now. Finally, I'm here. Hi, Sally. I just did a presentation yesterday about feral cats and all the animals that need help in my class.
Oh,
I gave them information and ways they can help. And I have to say, I think they were all impressed. I showed Abby when she was 7 years old, but she was mature enough to deal with it.
Wow. Good for Kayla. That's great.
Yep.
Hey, Kayla.
Hey, Kayla. That's our good friend. She's been working on the project for a while, Sue.
Yeah, I will.
I think. Hi, is Kayla there?
Yes.
Hey, Kayla.
Hi, Kayla. How are you doing?
Kayla. How are you?
Finally, I get to be on here.
Yeah.
got off work at a decent time. I'm like, yes, finally.
Sue, I have to tell you, the three of us are like the Three Musketeers. We go back to the early, early, early Patrick days is when we met. So it's pretty
excellent.
Cool. So, Kayla, tell Sue about your big school, the project you did at school.
Well, I tried to go big, but we ended up doing something really simple. We had a winter craft bazaar at one of our local places, and it was with the Feral Cat Coalition, and we raised money and donations for their group. And what they do is they have a TNR program, and they trap feral cats, and then they take them to get them spayed, fixed, and get their shots and everything, and then they return them back to where they found them at. And it's a really good organization because, like here, if a feral cat gets trapped, it gets taken to the shelter, and it's automatically euthanized. But if they are microchipped and ear-tipped whenever they go to get fixed, then they have a better chance of making it out of the shelter alive. And we've been working with their group. And then, not this Saturday, but the coming up Saturday, we're going to be hosting a little Santa picture for pets. So I'm going to be working with this organization a lot more now. So I'm excited.
That's great.
Wow.
Excellent.
So, Sue, let me tell you, Kayla's going to kill me, but I will tell you. Kayla is 25 years old. She's a single mom, working full-time, going to school full-time. She's educated Abby about animals. Matter of fact, she found a stray one night in the gas station and stayed in the car with her all night.
Well, we ended up bringing the stray dog in. Mama Kitty had to go to the bathroom for the night, but we ended up bringing the stray dog in, and it slept in bed with us and everything. I thought my grandma was going to kill me. I left her a note saying, do not open my door. I have a stray puppy in my room. And I called her. I was like, so how much trouble am I in? She's like, you're not in trouble. Just, you got to find a place for it because we have cats. So she's like, obviously, we can't keep this dog. And I'm like, all right. But, oh, Lord, we fell in love with her. I'm just like, man, it sucked. But we do what we can. Anytime we can help an animal, we do.
You started educating Abby a long time ago with the animals.
Yeah, like the first picture of Patrick I seen, I showed Abby. And, I mean, it was just like she wanted updates immediately. As soon as she got home from school, that was our daily routine. Before we even started homework, she'd be like, is there any more Patrick pictures or is there any more Patrick videos? You know, it's like, but at the same time, she was mature enough to handle it. If I didn't think she was mature enough, then I wouldn't have showed her everything. But now, I mean, she has her own little Facebook that she networks on. You know, I do try to monitor it, but at the same time, she's trying to do good too. So,
hey, Sue, yeah, maybe you can recruit little Abby. She might network more than the adults.
Well, she has people on her page that I'm just like, what? Who is this person? You know, I'm like, what the heck?
It's exactly the same as Jamie. I got told off by Jamie today because he said to me, Mum, he said, I've got something to say. And I said, what's the matter? And he went, have I joined Global Animal Advocate yet? And I went, yes, you'd like to, haven't you? He said, yes. And I said, right, well, what's the matter? And he went, well, you haven't actually put me as admin yet, have you?
Oh!
That's considered myself told.
Oh!
But, oh, Abby's, like, joining groups left and right, and I'm just like, where did this group come from? Or, you know, one day she's, like, talking German to someone, and I'm like, who are you talking to? Oh, I'm talking to my German friend, and I'm like, when did you learn how to speak German? Where was I at when this was going on? You know, but it's like she's really opening her networks, you know, but, I mean, like I said, I do try to monitor it, but it's all harmless because, you know, she's networking for the animals, so...
Maybe we can bring her on board, too. She can be a recruiter for us.
I think the thing is, though, Kayla, it's like we almost need to bring a young animal advocate group together.
All of us
can actually be admin, too, so we can keep an eye on them. But these are our future at the end of the day.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
You know, we need to be promoting this even more. I mean, I know that when I had Emma on there, and she actually had her Facebook reported by some evil people, and she's 11, but she was doing more on there than most adults.
Mm-hmm.
This would
be
a great
idea.
That's a great idea.
And when they saw the pictures... And when they actually saw the pictures, the emotions were there, their feelings were there. It was like, well, of course I'm going to share it. And the thing with children is... they don't think of us adults as being weak, gutless people. They think us adults can take anything. Of course we'll share it because we want to make a better world.
Right.
And,
us change our minds like that from a kid to adults that can't be bothered?
This would be great. Sue, we should do it. A little group for the kids. That would be great. That would be unbelievable.
That would be awesome. That's, like you say, that's the next generation who's going to be the folks. It's going to be the voice of the animal, you know. And we're going to have to start planting that seed very early.
Yeah. That's amazing.
You know, and like one idea that the Feral Cat Group had that they want me to try to set up, because I go to Ivy Tech, and you know they want me to try to set up some sort of a event there, so they can come in and educate some of my fellow classmates, and also you know people around the school, and they want to go to the high schools and you know do some events too. Not just for the colleges, but they want to, you know, target the younger generations. That way they can help out more, you know, and I think that's an awesome idea, and I'm definitely going to help them with it because, you know, we're reaching out to just more than adults. We're reaching out to the younger generation, and that's what we need because, you know, like everyone said, we are the future, they are the future, whatever, you know, and when they said, you know, we would love to be able to put on some sort of a presentation at school, I'm like, okay, I'll set it up for you. You know, but just little things like that, I think, can also get the community involved. I mean, half of my classmates never even heard of a feral cat. You know, education is the main thing that everyone needs to, you know, try to share the word about. Because, I mean, so many people were just impressed because, you know, I knew my stuff. Like, let me brag for a second. But, you know, they were like, you didn't even have a paper in front of you. And I'm like, I know this. And they were like, how'd you do it? I was like, it's something I'm passionate about. I was like, it's very easy to do something if you're passionate about it.
Right.
You know, that's what everybody needs to do is find their passion and go for it.
That's right. And by the way, Sue, Kayla has a couple of cats.
How many, Kayla?
I don't think so. She's got at least three.
Yes, at least.
Put it this way, I think between you and Sue, it's just a couple.
Yeah,
we'll just take Polony then.
Yeah, I think we can have a very decent sized colony between the two of us. But let's throw in Sally's dogs and we have ourselves a little petting zoo.
Yes, we could.
Well, look, it's quite funny because at the moment we've got one sofa that's a two-seater, one dog's on one side, one's on the other. The cat is in between the legs of Penny, which is our Labrador cross. The other cat is on the back of that sofa. Then there's the one, two by the side of me, one on my knee, two on the back of me. And then the other dog's on the other sofa with next to Bill. So for anybody who thinks that I spoil my animals, I don't know where on earth you got that idea from. And there's even one on top of the snake tank.
Oh my.
So all in all, it's all a bit crazy. All a bit crazy, but they are definitely not outside in the cold. They're definitely in the warm, all enjoying it, and all fast asleep, bless them.
Well, that's like my mama kitty. She is so mean. I mean, you can ask anybody. She is the meanest cat ever, and, you know, she likes to scare my pillow. Well, then we get into a little fighting match because if I try to move her off my pillow, she will bite me or she will scratch me. So then the other day I was cleaning out my drawers, and she gets in my drawer and decides to lay, and I'm like, you need to move. I need in there. And then I decided, okay, I'm going to go ahead and bring in her new pet bed. So I put it up to her. I was like, listen, this is your bed. This is my bed. This is my pillow. Those are my clothes. Get out of the drawer. Finally, I had to have a friend come over, and he was able to get her out of my drawer for me. But now she just loves her bed because she knows it's mine. You know. So now I finally think I got rid of the whole, you know, let's play tug of war at 1 o'clock in the morning when I'm trying to go to bed. But... you know, it's like they all, I mean, she was a stray. She had 8 kittens total when I first found her, you know, and she's still with us. She's mean as heck, but I want to trade her for the world. You know, it's like I love her to death. She's definitely mine, but she's moody, that's for sure. But, you know, that's what it's all about is I look at her and I'm like, you know, I'd be lost without her. You know, she got sick and everybody told me, put her to sleep. You know, she's not getting any better. And me being stubborn, I was like, no, it took me months to, you know, get her well again, but she's still with me and she's healthy, you know, and that's what is important is, you know, if she would have ended up at the shelter, she probably would have been put to sleep. But, you know, it's like I can't see that happening. So she's mine forever, unfortunately, as mean as she can be to me sometimes, but, you know, it's worth it at the end of the day.
Okay, I have a mini rant coming on here.
Okay.
Now, something, how you say you brought people together. If you would have told me, Sally, and Kayla a year ago we'd be on the radio all discussing this, I would have said you were out of your freaking mind. And I know Sally and Kayla will agree. My challenge is now to everyone, in honor of the youth in this world, future advocates, get off your asses and start sharing. Okay? Let's do it.
Yep.
In honor of the children, in honor of the future. Okay? Look what Kayla's kids
Definitely.
Have done. Look at Sophie, as I said. Let's form a kids group. And you know something, guys? If you don't want to do it for yourself, okay? You want to be selfish and lazy and come home and do shit, do it for the children because there'll be nothing left. Zero. Mm-hmm. So let's start
exactly.
fresh today and let's start sharing. Okay, that's it.
So, Kayla, me and you will have a little bit of a rant after the show and we'll sort out a group for the young ones.
Hey, that works for me.
Okay, Kayla can be an admin.
Hey, that's good because work is slowing down so I can finally start to get more into it. I mean, you can ask Howard. When I first started, like when me and him first started talking, I was a cross poster faithfully. I would get so comfortable in bed and realize, crap, I did not do my cross posting, and I'd get up out of bed and do it. You know, now I'm not going to lie, I did have to take a step back, but, you know, it's like, that was a huge part of my life, and I mean, it still is, and I have my own groups and everything, but, you know, it's like, it had to start somewhere, and it did start with Patrick, you know, and then it moved on to Lennox, and then it moved on to a little, you know, another little dog that I fell in love with. You know, it just, the work is never done. It's never going to end unless we get changes, and that's not going to happen overnight, you know, and we have to,
exactly.
in order for us to make changes, we have to be persistent with it. We can't just say, oh, well, this is getting too hard. We got to give up. No.
Right.
If those dogs had a choice, they just wouldn't give up. If the cats
right.
had a choice, they
yeah.
wouldn't give up. You know, I look at my pets, and they would not give up on me. I look at Mama Kitty. She didn't give up on me when I was trying to make her better. We can't give up on them either. You know, that's all
exactly.
I really
do. Definitely. And the
so,
thing is, when you see... Sorry, you know when you see, like, pictures of Patrick and you think, look at the struggle and everything that he had to go through and he come through it, why can't people just share links? It's not like I've said, could you come along to London and help us build a shelter?
Right.
I just simply ask them to share the shows, share the groups, you know, share the links on Global Animal Advocate. Even if it's just half an hour, just go down the page and just like and share the links.
Mm-hmm.
Do you mean? Well, to wherever. It doesn't even have to be to your own page. If you're so thing about you don't want to put it on your own page, just share it to another group.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And I guarantee you the kids will share more links than the adults. I hope the kids shame them. We put this group together. I hope they shame the adults. I do.
If you leave it up to Abby, she will.
Maybe the adults will learn from the kids. I'm serious. And Sue,
okay.
maybe we can contact Sophie, too, and she could give some input, too, to this new group.
Oh, I know Sophie will love it. Absolutely
okay.
love it. I know
yeah,
she will.
Sophie would be great.
But I can honestly say, if you think my rants are bad, wait until Emma starts to notice things. If I just say to her, you need to keep an eye on people sharing. Oh, you think my rants are bad? Wait until you get 11-year-old Emma on here. Then you're going to need to really worry.
Okay, Sue, how about after the new year we put together a Tuesday show and we'll have the kids call in and we'll discuss all this with the kids on the air.
Oh, they'll love it.
That's
okay.
neat.
Okay.
Oh, Abby would love that.
A matter of fact, Sue, if this is okay with you, I just had a good idea. How about maybe one Tuesday every 4 to 5 weeks we'll have the kids, we'll have Kid Advocate on Tuesdays.
Well, I've got a good idea.
Okay.
Because I know that there was two young ladies in my living room earlier, and I can't say what they were doing, but they were doing something in preparation for Christmas on the Ask Sue show.
Mm.
And so maybe I'm thinking if we do it the Tuesday before Christmas?
No, well...
Is that a week before Christmas?
Okay.
Lovely. Yes. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll
sounds
do that.
Good.
We'll sort that, and we'll see if we can get them all on. And even if they have their 10 minutes of fame each or whatever, and they can all do a little speech each...
Okay, great. That would be wonderful, Sue. That would be great. That would be great. You know something, this is really a good idea. This happened for a reason today, and I'm hoping it's going to spark
some. Oh, hold on a minute. Isn't there, I've forgotten his name. There's that other young lad, isn't there, that you did the event with you?
Who? Oh.
What's his name? The young lad. He's only 13, isn't he? Isn't he a young lad?
Hmm?
I thought, who was it you did the event with you?
So you're talking to me?
Yes.
Who? What event? Which one? I've lost track.
On what world? On what day? In what go green and blue? Leave it with me. I'll have to find out. I can't remember his name.
Okay.
Was it the boy that helped Hercules?
Yeah. Is that who you're talking? No.
No. There was one that you did an event with recently, and I thought he was a young lad.
I don't think he was that young. No. I know who you're talking about. I don't think he was that young, though.
Oh, I don't know why. I thought he was young.
I don't know.
Oh, anyway. Whatever. Okay.
Great. Okay. Well, this will be wonderful. So Kayla can be one of the admins for this group then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yes,
we'll get the kids to be admins as well, and then we can get some adults on there just to keep an off eye, and it'll be good.
Kayla, you better prepare Abby now. She'll be on the radio. She'll go crazy.
Oh, my gosh. She's going to be so excited to have her own little group like that. Oh, Lord.
Oh,
I'm not even going to tell her until I'm off the phone.
Oh, God.
She's turned into a real social butterfly. Like, she talks to everybody in the animal groups. Like, you know, I have to admit, I don't know half the people that are in the groups, but her, she could tell me everything about them. And I'm like, really? Okay.
Oh.
You know, she's, like, learning more and more about everyone.
Oh, I love it. I talked to her the other day.
Emma is exactly the same.
Emma's the same. Oh, yeah. That's my... Yeah, Emma.
Yeah.
she says to me, I've just been telling Howard all about this, that, and the other. I tell you what, I will have no secrets. I can honestly say I will have no secrets whatsoever.
Well, Emma has a place in my heart. She knows that, so...
Oh, she's a star, bless her, when she's asleep.
Right.
I think
that'll be a brilliant group. One that we can literally get the younger ones involved in would be fantastic.
Great. Mm-hmm. This will be great.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes, because I'd love for them to be, because I know I raised my kids to be compassionate and love of the animals too. And then I'm so proud of my youngest daughter who's sitting in here watching a Christmas show in my living room. I'm going to brag on her. She is just turned 22. She has adopted a 2-year-old, what is Walter, 2, 3? About 2 years old. She adopted him from the local shelter because nobody wanted him because he had teary eyes, and he'd been in the shelter for 2 years. And she took him in, and he's the sweetest cat you ever will meet. She's fostering a cat for them that has a genetic trait where he has 2 litter mates who have been passed away from it.
Hmm.
It caused brain swelling and internal organ swelling. And they're letting her foster him because we can't adopt him out thinking that, you know, you get him and then a week later he gets the symptoms and dies. So she's took him in to give him a home to love, have love, and he's wonderful. His name's Zeus. She's got a rescue rabbit.
Wow.
She's got 4 rescue dogs, and her eldest cat she has is 12, and she was also a rescue. You know, I mean, I'm very proud of the fact that she's carrying on. I'm very proud of her, and she's going to go down and adopt another cat from the shelter probably later this week.
Oh, that's great. That's wonderful.
Exactly.
That's great.
It makes such a difference.
Sue, anyone on hold at all?
No.
Okay.
Let me just refresh.
Maybe a little later. With my
right. Let me have a look what else we wanted to bring up this evening. We've got that to do in a minute. Have we heard any more about Memphis? Because somebody just mentioned in the chat room about Memphis.
I haven't heard. I think there's a meeting coming up. I did speak to Jeff personally, and he told me that that they're cautiously optimistic. So, just keep our fingers crossed. I think there's a meeting coming up in a couple of weeks. But other than that, I really have not heard too much, to be honest with you. So, hopefully there'll be a very happy ending on that end. And I know John.
Yeah.
I know John's doing well, and I haven't heard any updates on anyone else. I know the captain said Hercules is doing wonderful. His legs are permanently injured, but he's doing great. And it's interesting, person who abused Hercules, that went through the court system very quickly. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, very quickly. So, I don't know. It's just crazy. Maybe this will be tied up so long, the Keisha thing, you know, by the time it happens, Patrick, it'll be 20 years from now, so who knows. Unbelievable. Just unbelievable.
Yeah, I don't understand the courts with that. You know, they're taking the... I think he's trying to get it where... From what I've heard, seen a few comments where they think the judge is trying to make it where there's no room for an appeal.
That
kind of makes sense to me, too. Or he's just wearing her down to where there's no other plea deal left.
Yeah.
I've heard several different things. But still, to me, 2 years is too long to bring this to a closure.
I know.
But
I mean,
it is. It's too long.
I mean, I got my bag. Sue, I got my bags packed, my pom-poms, and my skirt ready to go. You know, come on already.
It's okay. Loads of people have packed their camera ready to go, too.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you, that picture is going to go for a lot of money, and that's going to go to Sue's chip-in. So, oh, Sue has the chip-in. By the way, Sue, the chip-in has been redone, correct?
That's right. It has, yes, indeed.
Okay. And
it has. I think Bill might have put the chip-in, he's about to put it in. If anybody does want to, just have a read. It's literally just to cover the expenses that are all surrounding, all about the Ask Sue show. This is not a chip-in that's going to be shoved down everybody's throat. It's up to everybody's own discretion. Have a read of it. The information's all been updated. And, you know, if anybody wants to have a go about it, they're more than welcome, because as soon as the Ask Sue show is here, but tomorrow it can be not here. It's as simple as that. I have
right.
got four children to support, and I do. Obviously, even Christmas is coming up and everything. And I have literally paid for this radio show from March of this year right through till now. Do you know what I mean? And then I've got obviously all the cats and everything that I've rescued, and all of that all comes in, and obviously it does take it all out of you, never mind the hours that I'm putting in as well.
It does, mm-hmm. It does. Money does not grow on trees, so, you know, it's...
No, it
well, I haven't found that tree yet, to be honest.
No, neither have I. I haven't found it. If I do, I'll let
you
know.
You guys find it? I was going to say, I would like to know where it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, if we find it, let's get together on it, you know.
Yes, please.
But, you know,
yeah, definitely.
But you know something, so I just had a good idea, you know, something with holiday time coming, if someone would like to call in, say hello to their family, tell about their pet, and give a small donation to the chip-in, you're more than welcome.
Yep. I've even said before now that if anybody wanted to do a request, maybe it's somebody's birthday or anything, they can by all means give me an email, asksueshow@gmail.com, and I will shout out for whoever they want to. Maybe it's an anniversary, a birthday, or whatever it may be. By all means, you know, you can have a shout on here.
You know, something, I have a challenge for everyone with the holidays coming. If anyone like, go ahead, call in honor of your animal, and just give a small donation. Just tell us about your animal, give a small donation, and I think that would be a wonderful thing for the holidays. It would just be a win-win. The Sue Show could keep going. You could talk about your little angel on the radio. And it's just a win-win for everybody.
Myself and Romance, I volunteer for, have done something really neat this year for the holidays, too. Last year they did it, and they raised over $400. The object is you just get a holiday card, put a dollar in it, and mail it. People are mailing it to the shelter. And they, like, between that, they raised over $400. It's every dollar counts.
That's right.
Exactly.
Right. Exactly.
And like with that event that I did, it was all donation based. Like, people baked dog treats, and then they made little catnip toys. They grow their own catnip, and they made catnip toys out of baby socks.
Wow.
And like, they sell them for like a dollar or two a piece. I mean, they're awesome. My cats love them. I bought like 10 of them. That's just a little preview as to, you know, my little wonderful kitties. But, you know, it's like, they love those. And then like the pet beds, all it is fabric and a piece of foam that someone made and donated to them. You know, just little things like that, ways to be creative like that. I mean, I would have never thought to make a pet bed out of fabric and a piece of foam. I would just go and spend $20 for a pet bed. These were only $6, you know. And I know the fabric can't be that much. You get a huge piece of foam, and it can't be that much. I mean, just little things like that you can do and set up your own little craft bazaar thing. You know, and you can raise money that way. You know, it really has my wheels turning as to how to make money, you know, because it's like, really, this organization that I'm working with, you know, they definitely need the help. Because, I mean, like I said, these people are all these cats have, you know. So it's like, I definitely am going to think about ways of coming up with my own little ideas to raise money like that. But, you know, you don't have to be some sort of, you know, magic maker to make money. You know, just little craft ideas like that. And Colleen, those gift baskets that she sent out, oh, Lord, I don't know how many people asked me how much they were. And I was like, these are actually just donated gifts. But, you know, she made those beautiful gift baskets, and they definitely are going to be good, you know, put to good use. You know,
oh, yes.
Bless her heart.
Yes.
They loved them.
Yeah, she did sent one to me, and that was one of for the holiday bingo that we raised so much money for with for the shelter. I mean, and they were like, well, this is awesome. And I said, well, from a friend of mine, she donated them, and she even mails them to me from Pennsylvania. So her heart is huge, you know. And if people just do little things, a lot of little things add up. There's much.
Well, you know something, Sue, I think you should pick Kayla's brain in the next couple of days. She's a 4.0 student. She might be able to come up with some ideas. No, I'm serious. I'm serious. This is a great show today because I think we're going to come up with some good ideas. And
well, do you know what? You saying that, did you like see the one where people had actually got a jumper and had actually stuffed this jumper, and then so you had the chest part, if you like, as the bottom part.
Mm-hmm.
Then they did the arms so it went round in a circle, and they'd sewed up the end of the arms together and ended up making a dog bed.
Huh.
Unbelievable. That's neat.
Yeah, that's really
And it was actually stuffed it. And I thought, gosh, what a fantastic idea. The amount of clothes that we, you know, old jumpers that you don't want anymore and stuff, they'd be brilliant for the shelters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, that would be. That's a
good
idea.
I'll find the picture, and I'll put it onto the Ask Sue show. It was a fantastic idea.
That's great. Yeah, that's
well, see, another thing that, like, which where I work at, we have a clubhouse, and I do get to rent it out for free. But another thing that we are going to do is we're going to hold a Zumba class. I don't know what it is. I opened my big mouth and said I'll do it. I don't think I'm ready for it, but I guess I'll have to be ready because I already committed myself to it. But we're going, and then we're also going to do a little painting class too, to where we have someone come in. I guess it's going to be a wine tasting class. I guess they have them all the time at places. I've never done one. But we're going to do something like that for this rescue. And then I'm also going to be throwing a movie night at the clubhouse, and the only thing that people need to bring is a donation, you know, of cat food or dog food, whatever, you know, to enjoy their movie with their kids, you know, something simple like that. I mean, let's face it, we all don't have a lot of money to take their kids to see a new movie, you know, but at the same time, doing something little like that, just around your local community, you know, if you have the means to do it, I think that stuff is a great idea because who doesn't want to enjoy a movie with their children? You know, or just whatever. So, I mean, we're going to do that and ask just for donations, you know, instead of asking for money. I mean, they can donate money, but it'll obviously be, you know, I would rather get actual donations so there's no confusion as to where the money goes, whatever, you know, then you get into sticky situations. So I'll just stick with give me some cat food or dog food and we're happy. So,
we had somebody donate, which I about cried. They went to PetSmart, and the great big buckets of the kitty litter, they donated a whole pallet full of the kitty litter to the shelter. We have over 90-plus cats in the shelter, plus I don't know how many out in foster homes. Well, and then they donated 4 cases of cat food the night of our holiday bingo.
Oh, wow.
It was. I would just bless their hearts because we are just absolutely, I mean, we are full. We are so full. And the dogs, we have so many that are just beautiful dogs needing homes. And next Saturday, we're having at PetSmart, our local PetSmart, we're doing photos with Santa. You bring your pet and get you and we'll take pictures with Santa for a donation. So I'll be working there next Saturday. So.
Excellent.
That's it, a picture with Sue. $100 a picture. I love it. That's great.
Oh, my life. Do you know what? Actually, it hasn't actually arrived on Facebook yet, but a mate of mine that was in Ellesmere with me the other day, Jan had chucked this hat on me, this Christmas hat, and she took this picture, and I went, oh, my goodness, don't even think about it. She went, don't worry, it'll go on Facebook. I just went, oh, no. I literally just sat there and cringed. I thought, oh no. So it'll probably arrive at some point is all I can say to that.
Sounds like Abby. She'll post pictures, and I'm like, where'd this one come from? When'd you take this one? Oh, just the other day. I'm just like, okay, thank you. And I have pictures of me sleeping, and I'm like, delete it now. You know, like, I don't think so. I can so see myself being woken up to a tagged picture of me sleeping or something. I'm like, yeah, don't think so.
Sue, I wanted to ask you, have you heard from Marcel at all? You know, a guy from Romania? Have we heard anything?
I haven't actually. He's gone very quiet. But the thing is with him, he's so busy. He's actually a fireman. He runs the shelter and everything. Mm-hmm. He is such a busy guy. But I will have to give him a Skype, actually.
Yeah.
Make sure he's still okay. Bless him.
Yeah, yeah. That's some amazing story, what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Absolutely fantastic. I just wanted to read to you. I don't know if you, all of you guys that heard about this. Did all of you hear about the homeless guy who has got a pet rabbit and a thug went and threw the rabbit into the river?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard that one.
Well, do you know what? I'm just reading. Sorry, I'll just copy the link and put it in the chat room so everybody can have a look at this, because I'm... Honestly, I was just absolutely heartbroken for this poor guy. And it really, you know, when there is certain ones that really just get you, to say the least. Well, this guy is, there's a picture of him holding his rabbit. And it says, a youth has been sentenced to 4 months detention for throwing a homeless man's rabbit into a river. The animal owners, John Brin, had been begging on Dublin O'Connell Bridge when his pet Barney was snatched from his arms and thrown into the river Liffey, I think it's called. The 37-year-old risked his life by jumping in after his beloved pet and giving him the kiss of life before both were rescued by firefighters. Gary Kearney pleaded guilty at Dublin District Court to animal cruelty and torture. The 20-year-old, who is originally from Crumlin, also admitted breach of the peace during the incident on July the 3rd, 2011. Sentencing Kearney, Judge Brian Smith said it was a serious matter. Outside the court, Mr. Brin, who has been living on the streets for 23 years, said he was in shock when he saw his pet swimming around in circles looking up at him. I wasn't going to leave him there, he said. I had to get him. I had to jump in and get him. Barney died in my arms. I got him under the bridge and gave him the kiss of life. Within days, he was given Compassionate Citizen Award for going above and beyond the call of duty to help an animal in need. And he's actually holding a sign up that says, convict and jail all animal abusers.
Unbelievable.
Oh, yeah, I did not know.
Unbelievable.
I tell you what.
He had been convicted. Good.
Do you know what? But it's still not long enough, is it?
No.
You know what I mean? I just think to myself, if they can throw a rabbit in that's done no harm whatsoever, who's saying it could be something else?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Unbelievable.
It just sickens me. Absolute sickens me, to say the least.
Well, I've done plenty of reports on animal abuse, and, you know, it's crazy. I don't know the specific number, but a lot of the serial killers and, like, psycho people started out abusing animals. You know, people don't take it seriously and think we're just some nut jobs that are just animal lovers. Well, no, like, it needs to be taken seriously, because a lot of the people, you know, I don't even know right off the top of my head, but, you know, a lot of the serial killers and a lot of the famous, you know, murderers, whatever, started out
abusing animals.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Jeffrey Dahmer. That's just one example, though.
Yeah.
You know, think about how many other people that we, like normal everyday people, started out abusing animals and we didn't even know about it. But if someone intervened then and would have put an end to it, think about how many lives would be saved, you know, human and animals' lives, by someone just intervening at a younger age, or, you know, someone finding out about it and seriously being punished instead of just a slap on the wrist. You know, you wonder why the world is so screwed up, because not enough people do something. You know, when kids are little and they're torturing something, punish them. You know, or if someone abuses an animal, punish them, because they're not going to learn unless they get punished. That's all there is to it.
Well, Sue, remember when you had Linda on this show and her husband stepped on an ant and she got really upset?
Oh yes. She doesn't care about, and she cares about everything, and I mean literally everything. She's an amazing lady.
Absolutely
amazing.
Oh, I got to read you guys this. I have to read you guys this. You'll love it. Welcome to the Karma Cafe. There are no menus. You will get served what you deserve.
Love it.
That's good. Love it. Totally believe in karma. Yes, I do.
Yeah, what goes around comes around. That's for sure.
Well, what you put out comes back to you three times. So do you want to make it good or do you want to make it bad?
Yeah, exactly, exactly. But you know, I was talking to my mom the other night. You know, I've said this on the show. As a kid, I didn't really like animals. So my mother, I never hear the end of it now. Such an animal advocate, and you didn't like him as a kid. I said, well, you know, you live and learn. I didn't dislike him, but I just didn't. We had a pet, and I really just didn't care for it. Just didn't do anything for me. So, as I say every show, Sue, it doesn't. You can start this at any age. You know, you can start being an advocate at 8, or you could start being an advocate. I was 54 when I started, so you don't think, well, I'm too young or I'm too old, especially on the old side, because you can always make a difference. You know, I know there's a lot of, you know, I was talking to a customer, they're a senior, and they retired. I said, why don't you go to the shelter one day, you know, we can volunteer. It's great, you know. So, you know, the point is you can always do good in your life. It doesn't matter how old you are. And, you know, I think especially for, you know, as I said, with the senior animals, which is near and dear to all our hearts, I think, you know, I think a senior person who was just sitting around and bored, hey, why not go to the shelter and volunteer? You know, it's a wonderful thing to do. You know, there's seniors that volunteer at hospitals where you could also do it at shelters.
Yeah. Right. And the other thing is people need to realize that if you're unsure whether or not you could cope with a dog or whatever, you know, I'm sure that if you went to a shelter and said, look, you know, I'm not 100% convinced. Is there any chance that I could foster a dog for a week and just trial and see how it goes? I'm sure that they would even do that too.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yes.
A lot of these shelters will actually support you. You know, if you're not sure how to do something, you've never had a dog before, they'll show you. You know, it's not as simple as, you know, you have a dog and then that's it. No, there is people out there that will help you as well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's like, I got rid of one of my kittens. Well, two of them, actually. They went to the same home. And I told the guy, I was like, if it doesn't work out, please don't take them to the shelters. I was like, just bring them back to me or I'll even come and get them. And I, you know, I tell everyone that if I get rid of one of my pets, I'm like, you know, please. And, you know, no one has ever took me up on that opportunity besides once. Well, then this guy, like, a couple weeks ago, he called me. They were only gone for a little less than a week. And he's like, Kayla, I'm going to have to bring back the kittens. And I'm like, okay. And he was like, you know, my son is allergic to them. He was like, I love them. They've been a lot of fun. But, you know, will you take them back? And I was like, well, yes, you know. And that's the thing. It's like, you know, I was very grateful that he called me to ask, you know, did I want them back? Of course. I love them to death. Should I have them back? No, because I have too many. But the whole point of it is, you know, I would rather have them than have them get taken to the shelter where anything could happen, you know. And I was so grateful that he brought them back to me so I didn't have to worry about them going to the shelter or, you know, who's going to have them next. You know, I think that you're right, that a lot of shelters would work with people as far as, you know, if it doesn't work out, feel free to get a hold of us, let us know, give us updates, you know.
Exactly.
That's what I always ask people to do.
Yeah, well, our shelter does that. We have the adoption events, and a family was looking at one of my favorite. If I would have had the room, I would have taken her because I just loved her. She was a pit, and they were like, well, you can take and foster her, and please try her, because they just fell in love with her. And she loved their two children. They got her home. They kept her. They loved her. They adored her. So, yeah, and they, you know, they would take them back in a heartbeat. And, you know, and that's the one thing I like is, you know, they are just so willing to work with people here at the shelter where I work, Project Hope. You know, they will help you foster them. They will work with you to make sure it's the right pet for you.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a bad situation where someone adopted a German Shepherd, and they ended up instead of bringing it back to them, because they microchip too. So they know if a dog's lost or ends up at another shelter, they still get them back.
Mm-hmm.
That happened to a German Shepherd. Someone dumped it at a kill shelter an hour away, and we drove and got him. They called and said, hey, this dog has been microchipped with you. So we got him back. But, you know, they should have called and said, hey, you know, we can't keep the dog.
Yeah.
Okay, Sally, exactly. Sue, and Howard, I'm going to have to go. It was nice talking to you all.
Okay, Kayla, take care.
Hopefully I get to listen to another live show. Or live show. A live show again soon. There we go.
Excellent. Okay. Thanks ever so much for calling in, Kayla.
Yeah, thank you. We'll talk soon.
Okay, Kayla.
Okay, be good.
Bye, Kayla.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I also just want to bring to everybody's attention also about The two dogs, now let me just go, I've just clicked off the page. The court date is coming up 6th of December, and that's for the Gentle Giants, Chump and Champ. They've still got to face court. It says Chump and Champ were released on a temporary basis pending the verdict, which will be handing down on the 6th of December. Unfortunately, the day before these Gentle Giants were released, their owner, Edith, was hospitalized, but the sadness didn't end there. Edith passed away on 29th of October 2012 and was never able to see her babies. She fought so hard to have them released for so many months. Her final request was to save Chump and Champ and do all that could be done to keep her pups safe and released permanently. So that is exactly what the supporters are struggling to do. Now, it does say a petition, but apparently the petition has closed. But please, everybody, keep sharing the link. You know, at the end of the day, these two dogs are absolutely gorgeous, and there's so many stories of this going about. But, you know, these are absolutely gorgeous, and this is what I keep saying to people. They do not realize the effect that they do to us by taking our animals away, by literally saying, right, that's a BSL case, thanks very much. We'll take them for a couple of weeks or whatever, which ends up being months. And they don't realize how much effect they're actually doing to our families.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our children and even older people that just can't deal with losing their pets.
That's true. That's true.
Right.
You know, and you know, one thing the captain did say last week, you know, on the show, guys, is, you know, don't, you know, it's holiday time. Like you said, Easter, just don't go get a bunny. Well, just don't go get it because it's holiday time. If you can't be responsible, then make a donation. Don't just do it because, let's have, you know, if you know your kid's asking and you know you're not going to be able to deal with it, don't do it. Don't do it. You're better off just, you know, just making a donation or, you know, whatever you got to do, volunteer your time. But don't do it. It's just not a good thing. If you know in your heart it's not going to work, don't do it. I mean, it's a good gesture, but in the long run, it's just not a good thing to do.
And don't give a pet to someone as a gift. I hate that. Because you don't know that they're really going to want them. You don't know what their idea of time in life is to have a pet. Most pets end up in a shelter after Christmas. That is a busy time of year for shelters because people take them there. They take them there because this was a gift. I just can't have it. Don't give an animal as a gift.
No, you're right.
We don't.
And the other thing is, for those people that are looking at the moment and they've got a pup or they've got a dog, they're thinking it's Christmas and it's holiday season. And, you know, all I can say to people is, firstly, it's not a good thing to go and dump off your dogs anyway. It is Christmas. And although you've got your holidays, you should have thought about that before you got your dog. These are our pets. They are not something just to be dumped. But on the other side of this coin, if you feel in a position that you cannot afford to look after your dog anymore or you can't afford the vet bills or whatever, please go to a shelter and speak to somebody. Either ask them if they know of any grants or anything that's available to help you out, or if you cannot have the dog anymore, please do not dump it on the side of the road. Don't tie it up to something. Just take it to a shelter and talk to them. Tell them what your dog is like, whether it doesn't like cats, it doesn't like other dogs, or whatever the situation. I would much prefer that you go to a shelter and talk to them and get the advice or at least tell them about that dog. Don't just dump your dog on the side of the road or in, you know, anywhere. At least get in touch with the people and see if you can get help, or at least tell them about your dog so they've got half the chance of being able to rehome it for you.
Exactly.
And please don't put them on these advertising sites, Free to Good Home, because that is my other pet.
No, stay off of Craigslist. Yes, they don't put them on Craigslist. That's a good way to get them as a bait dog or a fighting dog. And in our area, you know, and I'm very rural, it's everywhere. It's in more places than people think.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. It's all over. Now, when the Scavellis adopt Patrick, if they want to give me as a gift, I guess I would accept it. If they want to give me Patrick for like a weekend, I guess that'd be okay.
If they're going away for the weekend, you wouldn't mind looking after him?
No. Actually, I was telling Sally last week on the phone, I think when they officially adopt him, I'll pay them to go away, and that way I can babysit Patrick. I'll say, would you guys like a nice vacation?
Gosh, yeah.
I'll babysit for you. No problem.
Oh, bless.
Yeah.
But, you know, on a serious note, you know, there's so many people that just dump off these dogs anywhere.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's
some
terrible.
Of the stakes we've seen, I mean, just looking at Patrick, for instance, but all the other dogs as well, you know, that have just dumped. Why didn't Keisha just, if she couldn't cope with Patrick anymore, why didn't she just take him to a shelter and say,
exactly.
I'm in this situation, this is a situation, I haven't got money, or I've got too much many other responsibilities, and ask for help.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, there is something out there now, and it's kind of new. Not a lot of people know about it. And veterinarians are starting to offer this to people. It's called Care Credit. You can look it up online. And what it is they help you pay your vet bill. It's like a loan for your vet bill, and you have a year to pay it off interest-free. And it is really a good idea. The vet we take the shelter dog animals to has a sign up about it that, you know, need help with your vet bills, you know, go carecredit.com. And it will help, they will try and help you get an account to pay your vet bill. It will go directly to the veterinarian, and then you will have monthly payments you can live with, and you have a year to pay it off with no interest.
Is this all over the country, Sally?
It is all over the country. Go to carecredit.com.
Okay.
And I also found out...
We'll have a look at that.
Yeah, we can post that soon.
Dentist as well.
Yeah.
For people, But for veterinarians, it's a sign that was at the vet that I took some dogs and to get spay and neutered at.
Very interesting.
It's funny. The shelter animals are probably dread every time I pull up, because every time I pull up and I take some somewhere, they come back with less. If you get my meat. I take them to get spay and neutered.
Yeah.
So the shelter dogs, they cringe when they see me coming. I know they do.
No, but that's great, though.
Exactly.
Yeah, but that's something that not many people probably know about.
Exactly. I've just put literally a link in the chat room to people that are in the UK that are in the chat room. That is literally Free to Good Home that is on Gumtree. If anybody's actually looking for a dog, please, if anybody can take them off that website. You know, even if you know if somebody else is looking for a dog, please, you know, anybody that can help with any of those dogs, because it does worry me sick. Or if anybody wants to email them and just say to them, please just stop putting them free to Good Home. Have they had them spayed or neutered? You know, all of these different things. If anybody's got the time, just, you know, literally be able to go on and have a look. I actually saw a little terrier today that was advertised on Facebook on one of the for sale groups. And it actually says that it was for a tenner, which is £10 in our money, which we think was about $15? $15, $17. And they were just, and their words were, he was too much and he was too naughty. He was a puppy.
Did
people not realize when they get a puppy that it's what they do? I mean, it's called train them. They grow out of it. If you don't want puppy attitude, don't get a puppy.
That's right. No, it's true. That's true. You're right, Sally.
I mean, if you don't want to deal and cope with what puppies do, don't get a puppy. Adopt an older dog.
You got to have a lot of patience. Yeah, Rosie was.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, Rosie was 3 years old when I got her, so that was actually the ideal age.
We had got Petey and Evie at 7 weeks, and I hadn't raised puppies in over 12 years, and we were thrown into puppy shock.
I remember.
You
remember with two pit bull puppies, it was like, oh, okay, you come home one day and the couch cushion is totally ripped apart. But, you know, we got over it, and it took patience and training and time. But now they're over 1 year old and beautiful dogs, and I adopted Toby, who is 7 months old. So we're still kind of going through some puppy stuff. But if you don't, and people, come on, everybody knows how rambunctious puppies are. If they don't, where have they been all their life? But don't adopt a puppy if you don't want the responsibility.
Exactly. It's a lot of responsibility. It's like having an infant.
Yeah, if you don't want the responsibility of a child, don't have one.
Yeah, if you don't want your sneakers chewed up and your couch chewed up and the cables chewed up, then...
Yeah, adopt an older dog.
Okay, exactly.
My rant's over, okay.
You know what, the amount of people that are getting into this rant mode, you wouldn't believe it. Just brilliant.
I've
definitely started off the new trend.
See what you started, Sue?
I know. I'm proud of it.
Yeah, right.
Well, anyway, Sue, we are going to do our one-hour Christmas show, correct? Are we still doing it?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Okay, that's going to be That's going to be a very special show.
It will. It'll be
Are you going to get Kate? Are you going to get Kate Middleton on the show? I heard she's an expectant mother now.
Yes. I mean, can I just say something though? Why is everybody saying it as if it's a big surprise?
I know. What is everyone surprised about? I don't see what
it's
the big
just
surprise
crazy.
Is.
But I do wish them well, and I hope Diana is watching over them, because it seems such a shame that a mum that would have been such a fantastic gran obviously was taken away so abruptly, you know, and it's such a shame, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. She was, she was a hero over here. I couldn't believe the coverage over here was just overwhelming. I mean, I had never seen anything like that since JFK was assassinated. It was like 3 straight days of coverage. It was unbelievable. But she did a lot of good, and you know, there once again someone who did so much good and had such a vision, and their life was taken so early. So, you know,
I was told by somebody, you know, that I was asking too much, trying to get the world all together.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my point in being is the fact that Princess Di managed it in one day when she died. Why can't we get all the world together?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's.
I agree.
Yeah, well, you know, it's so unfortunate, you know, that people are, you know, heroes after they pass, and when they're here, I don't think people, I mean, I know people appreciated Diana, but I think after she went, they appreciated her more, and I guess that's just human nature. So, you know, the point is, back to my little mini rant, don't let the Sue Show go. Act now, or then you're going to be saying, oh, boy, I should have done it. So don't regret it, folks. You know, let's get off our little asses and react. That's, you know, that's just human nature. But, you know, we can correct that and just go ahead and react now. You know, like Kayla's daughter, like your kids, and doesn't take much. It just doesn't take too much.
No, it just takes instilling in them, you know. It's just like I've lived my life that way. I mean, I grew up on a farm. I grew up around animals. I've always loved animals, and I instilled that in my kids. And also the fact that right is right, wrong is wrong. It's wrong to harm a living being, period. You don't harm them, you care for them. We have to care for each other. We have to care for every living being on this planet.
Absolutely.
You know, and we are supposed to be the higher species. And, you know, sometimes I wonder about that with the way things have been going around here lately, with all the abuse and neglect and vile things going on. But, you know, we need to take that seriously. We are supposed to be the caretakers of the planet. If we don't start killing and maiming and abusing, what's going to be left for our kids?
It's true.
Exactly.
I mean, what are our children going to have?
Nothing.
Exactly.
It doesn't bear to think about what it's going to be like in 20 years' time.
Oh, I don't even know. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If they think they can get away with it in Korea and China and all that, how far is it going to be spreading in 20 years' time?
Mm-hmm. Yep, it's true.
It's already here. In Philadelphia, I heard somewhere where they found 8 puppies skinned alive in a park in Pennsylvania. It's already here. I mean, the 3 miles from my house, Chance the Boxer was abused, tortured, and drugged. The cat was shot in the face. We've got, there's more, and like we were talking earlier, if people do this to animals, you don't think they're going to do this to a human? Really? Yeah, they will.
I just don't understand what motivates these people. It's just beyond, you know, how people can think this way and, you know, do the things they do. But obviously, you know, it's passed on. Someone like Jeffrey Dahmer and people like that, they must, you know, I mean, people just don't become like that. Something had to happen. I'm sure something. I'm being judgmental, but I'm sure something had to happen in the house. I mean, that's, you know.
I'm not. I don't. I usually know he had some issues as a child. I know that.
Mm-hmm.
His home life. It's sad. I know a lot about Jeffrey Dahmer, isn't it? And I do know, you know, I mean, but it's not just him. I mean, I'm sure Gacy was a big, you know, he had issues too, and I believe he started out with animals. I mean, there's a lot out there in our prisons, and the sad thing is they're not in the prisons where they need to be.
Mm-hmm,
they're
yeah.
not, you know, they're still walking the streets.
Well.
Exactly. It doesn't even bear to think about where it's going to go next, to be honest, and especially if we just keep it going as it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, for all those people that want to avoid the pictures on Facebook, reality is it's going to be coming near to you soon enough.
Yep.
It could be next door to you. Someone could be abusing an animal right next door to your house. You don't know.
Oh, I have a big rant about my neighbor. I am so upset with them because they've had dogs. One was ran over. We live on a busy highway. I mean, I'm in the country, but we have semi-trucks that go to a concrete plant down from us. One dog was ran over. The other one was either stolen or probably ran over. I walk out the door, and he has a black lab puppy out running loose in the yard, and his house is not 100 feet from the road. That's totally upsets me. If you have an animal, take care of it properly. So if you find out or hear that I have been, had the police called on me because my neighbor, I went and confronted them about the care of their dog, that could very well possibly happen.
Yeah. It all, you know what it is? It all comes down to responsibility. That's, you know.
Exactly.
I mean, my wife and I mean, I like children, but my wife and I chose not to have them because we felt that we would not be good parents. And sometimes when I tell people, they look, even my mother, but now, you know, she understands it's a big, big job. You know, I come home some, you know, I mean, if I had kids, they would have been, you know, but I remember working some nights, I was tired, I was not in a good mood, and I just felt, and I don't think it's selfish, I would just not be a good parent. So the same thing, if you feel you can't be responsible, then don't get an animal, just don't do it. There's nothing wrong with admitting that I would not be a good parent. Doesn't mean I'm a bad person. I'm just facing reality. I just don't have the patience, and I have to be responsible. You know, it's the way
I was
brought up. So,
and I'm glad you admit it, because there are people out there who won't admit that. But I think if you choose not to be a parent because you don't feel like, good job. Why bring a kid into the world that may not, you know, yeah, I agree with you 100%. If you don't want to have children, don't have children. If you can't handle a pet, don't get a pet.
Yeah, exactly. Same thing.
Yeah.
Same thing.
It's the same thing.
Well, we've solved a lot of problems.
Yes, definitely so. Right, I've got to try and work this out now, so I'm just going to juggle a couple of pictures here. I have got a couple of awards to give out tonight. We did some nominations.
Oh, yes, I remember hearing about
those. Yes, well, to be honest, it was supposed to happen last week, but I'll be honest, one thing led to another, and I did sort of forget about it. Never mind. Right, let me find out. Let me just go back, because I've just literally clicked off and then realized I've just clicked off the wrong link. So just bear with me for 1 minute. I'm always so organized, not. Here we go. Right, we had the first one I want to mention is, now let me, and I've got to try and pronounce her name as well now, which is going to be even more funnier. Hold on a minute, let me just go down a little bit further. Do you know what, when I'm put under pressure, I can never find it. If you just literally talk to me, I'd be able to find it straight away. Here we are. Right, this was wrote by Elizabeth Schiltz, and I think I've said that rightly. And she put, I would like to nominate Linda Schrouder. Is that sound right to you guys?
Oh, that's great.
Right? Advocate for animal rights, foster for difficult, aggressive, sick animals, trainer, volunteer for anyone having a problem, transport for animal rescue, flights and pilots, and paws. Author in Divinity of Dogs, willing to help anyone at any time. She says she whines a lot. Retired from 30, start again. Retired from 35 years in special ed and penniless, but will spend her last dime to help. Has filled her home with the unwanted, unadoptable dogs people send her way, and writes for Dog Park Publishing. Oh, she's also Mum Linda to Unlucky Victor on Facebook. And we have had numerous people mentioning about Elizabeth, about Linda. And we had Trish, Cleveland, Elizabeth, Linda, Sally, and Sally. And
yeah.
Oh dear, I think that's how she said. Oh, I'm trying to read my own writing. So, but we had loads of recommendations for Linda. So well done to Linda, who gets the Animal Advocate Award, and
wow.
Your certificate will be going on in just a few minutes onto your wall.
Good for her.
So we've got that one.
Well deserved.
And then, of course, we have got an extra special one, which I think everybody will agree with me. And unfortunately, I don't think he's in the chat room tonight either, which is just typical on Sod's Law.
I wonder who
and
it
this
could
one
be.
Has got... Sorry?
I wonder who it could be.
Yes. It has got to go to our good friend, an absolute fun and loving guy. This guy does so many different things, and he helps so many people, so many groups, and manages pages like there is no tomorrow. He shares links all of the time and has been a fantastic support to the Ask Sue show from when I first started my first show way back in March. It has got to be the lovely Sean McCoughlin, or Psychic Max, as we also know him. The thing with Max is he is there for me all of the time, and he has literally done so much behind the scenes. He shares the links. He's helped me to set up groups. He's helped me when I've been trying to get to find people for the show. And this is just every single day. I speak to him on Skype, and he is like my little brother. But he's like that for everybody.
Yeah.
We even had messages of people that had actually had a reading of him because he does psychic readings with Universal Psychic Readings and Holistics page, which I can honestly say he had up to 2,000 people talking about it on his Facebook page. He literally keeps it all in line. He does professional readings, and he is so... He puts his heart into everything. It's literally the full deal when you get with Sean. So I want to literally, for Linda and for Sean, I will be putting certificates on both of your walls straight after the show, and I want to give everybody, to give them a massive round of applause.
Absolutely.
For everything they've done for the Ask Sue show, of all the animals and everything else that they deal with. So well done to both of you.
And Sue, I know one of Sean's biggest one of Sean's biggest fans is our dear friend Nicole. He's been there for her night and day, and I know she's not listening tonight, but I truly know how much she appreciates Sean, and he is, you know, something from my heart. He is just he's just truly a gentleman. He's just a good soul, and that's all you can say. He's just a good person. He's just there for you. He'll take the shirt off his back, and he's so well deserved.
Yeah, but the other thing is with Sean, what he doesn't say to people, and me and him are very close, he's had loads of problems of his own, and he never brings them out.
No.
He never brings out his own problems. He's so busy trying to help everybody else. And there'll be times when he'll come to me and he'll say, how's today going? And I'll say whatever. And then, you know, after I've sorted all of that out, you know, we've done all the different pages or we've done whatever, and then he'll say, and this has happened to me. Do you mean, it's always everybody else before himself, and he's just an absolute amazing guy, and I love him to bits. He's just ace. And hopefully, touch wood, one day very, very soon, I'll get to pick on my little brother in real life.
Oh, boy. That's great.
So, absolutely fantastic. Sorry, Sally, you were going to say as well, love.
I don't remember. No, okay.
Because you voted for Linda as well, didn't you?
Yeah, I follow her page is Unlucky Victor, and I have followed Victor from the get-go, and she has done remarkable things with Victor. He is an awesome dog, and I just commend her so much for what she does. I mean, that's just to me was just remarkable how she's taken in Victor, and you know, I just think she's a wonderful person, and she does an amazing job for the animals.
Oh, that's great.
And I just want to say to people, right, there is, I do these awards because there's a lot of people that, like Sean, like Linda, that do so much behind the scenes that a lot of us don't even know. If you've got people on your Facebook that are them type of friends, the ones that you do know do so much animal advocate work, or that they do other amazing things that, you know, you think that the Ask Sue show might be able to help them, please, for goodness sake, to ask, you know, either ask me to add them as a friend or get them to add me as a friend so that I can actually help them more. I've got the obviously the radio to do this, but there's loads of people out there that I haven't even met yet, and I've only got to know Linda literally in the last couple of days, or the last day, because obviously I knew that this was coming up, and I did say to her to look out on the her page afterwards, because I was hoping for her to ring in, but unfortunately she is too busy. But I just want to say to everybody, you know, please, if you know of people like this, just please just bring it to my attention and, you know, share their links to me or just ask them to add me as a friend. And if I can help them in any way, I certainly will.
That's great. That's wonderful.
And okay. I just want to say a very quick hello to Andrea Phillips, who is in the chat room, but also has been sharing links during the show because I keep seeing the notifications. So thank you very much, Andrea. You're a star.
Well, I have to go get ready for a fundraiser meeting for the shelter. So I want to let you guys know this is, I love this because we're helping so many animals, you know, and that's the main thing. With me, that's it. That's why I have my pages. That's why I do what I do. And I mean, that's why my husband today was saying, wow, if we have six dogs, I mean, I lost my senior, but you know, and we would take another one. If one showed up tomorrow hurt, hungry, abused, it would be in our house, you know. And without spreading the word like this, Sue, we're not going to get the abuse to stop. We're not going to get the animals needing homes placed. We're not going to get the shelters help. And that's what it's all about.
Yep, it is.
That's what
it's all about. So I will talk to you guys later. Huh?
Okay, Sal,
yep,
take care, honey.
Thank you so much, Sally. Cheers for that.
Take care,
okay.
Sal.
Okay, right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, what a great show
and
today.
That was obviously the lovely Sally. Thank you, Sally, for calling into the show.
What a great show.
Hasn't it gone fast again? We've got 9 minutes to go, so we can have a little rant before the end.
Yeah, it was a great show. You know, it's interesting. Kayla and Sally were two of my first. I think I met them in... probably about April. I met Sally in April of 2011, and Kayla, you know, shortly after that. We all talk, and you know, it's just amazing how you bring people together, Sue. It truly is, to have two of my good friends on the show, and now we're gonna now there's gonna be a, you know, group for the kids, and it's just gonna keep growing and growing. So I think a lot of good came out of today's show. You know, to get the kids involved and to give the awards out. You know, it's just. Just all good stuff, you know. There's a lot of heartbreak, but there's also a lot of positive stuff. The awards and, you know, like my events, bringing people together. So slowly but surely, I hope we're getting there, and I just hope people listen to the show later and just take to heart what we said today, you know, because that's the only way we're going to get things done.
Exactly. Absolutely. And, you know, at the end of the day, this voice can be even bigger, but we just really do need people to share the link so we can literally get it out there. I want to bring more nominations of people of doing amazing work, but we can only promote these people and get everybody out there through this voice because, let's face it, a lot of the media will not even air these stories. So please, this is not for me. It's not for my ego or anything. This is for those dogs. Please look at those videos and tell me that this is not worth a fight.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
There's plenty of us out there. If we all got together under one umbrella, we could actually do this. I do believe that we could do it, but we can't do it individually on our own. It's about being together and be united. So please, I just need you all to really join forces. So my rant over again.
Yeah. And you know, also, folks, I want to say, you know, Facebook's great, but, you know, I want to say something. You know something, it's not about the likes, it's about the sharing. And you know something, you know, there's been a lot of stuff going on the last couple of weeks. A friend of mine was, you know, I'm not going to say who it is, but you know something, be kind to people, you know, be kind to people. Don't be chicken shit and sit behind your computer and say this and that and do that and steal this and, you know, try to hack it. It's horrible. It's absolutely deplorable. Grow up, okay? If you don't have anything nice to say, then don't say it. Don't be a little chicken behind the computer. You're going to sit your computer that makes some good. Some of the things I've seen the last couple of weeks, it truly breaks my heart. It's just awful. You know something? It's no better than the people abusing the dogs. It's the animals, I should say. It's horrible. It's just heartbreaking.
Exactly.
It's immature. It's petty. It's childish, and it's viciousness. And, you know, shame on everyone that's done it. For the most, don't misunderstand me, 99% of the people are good. But unfortunately, it's always that, you know, it's always the stupid, vicious person that, you know, that makes it horrible. And you know, for the most part, all of us are united. We are. But, you know, something, you know, grow up. It's, you know, it's just not a healthy thing to do. You know, like my mother used to say, if you don't have anything nice to say it, then just keep your mouth shut. And we have too much work to be done. There's just too much work to be done.
Exactly. The thing is, I also want to say to people that everybody's always saying to me, oh, it's been a brilliant show, and they'll inbox me. As much as I appreciate all of those inboxes, if it's good or if the show's brilliant or if you've loved it tonight, don't tell me. Tell everyone. Share the link. Get them to listen to the show. Prove that it was a good one.
Yep.
If there was something wrong, inbox me and talk to me. My name is Ask Sue. Ask Sue if she could change it because this wasn't good or that wasn't good or you have got another idea. If it's good, tell everybody. If it's not so good, tell me so at least I can try and do something about it if I can. If I can't, I'll explain to you why I can't.
Exactly. And you know something, if you have an opinion on something, call in. You know, call in. I mean, everyone's welcome to call in. You know, just call
in. And you can email asksueshow@gmail.com. Anybody here that you can suggest for the show, maybe there's a big group that you think would be brilliant on the show, whatever it may be. You know, a little group of 10 people that do fantastic things. Inbox me and tell me. Ask Sue Davis on Facebook. Ask Sue Show is the group. Or you can email asksueshow@gmail.com. So please get in touch.
And on behalf of the Ask Sue family, I'd like to thank the captain for putting the link on his page tonight, Sue. That was very nice of him. Captain Jeff.
Yes, definitely.
He's a true gentleman.
Just letting people know, the link that we've actually shared before the show is actually the link that is also the archive. So if you missed some of the show and you want to listen to it, by all means, get in touch on there. Just click the link and you can literally listen to the show again, or you can share it to your friends to come and listen as well. So
exactly. You can have a little party.
Well, yep. I'm looking forward to the Christmas. Obviously, we're going to be having a Christmas Day show as well.
Yes,
it will
yes,
be
yes.
for just an hour.
Yes.
But, of course, the Queen has to have her rant on the show on that day.
Yes, absolutely. And I'll be having a big announcement about a big global event, which is going to be very exciting. And so it'll be fun. And then the 19th, we're going to do the kids' show. Is that what we said?
That's right, yep.
Okay. So you'll have your kids
on
the air.
It'll be a good one.
And they'll have their moment of glory there, which will be great. Now, to get the kids involved, I think will be really great.
It will, definitely. Well, Howard, thank you very much for joining me on the show again. It's been another brilliant show.
Yes, pleasure as always, my friend, and you take care of your back.
I'll try. I'll let you know how my doctor's appointment goes tomorrow.
and once again, congratulations to our two winners, and I do want to let Nicole, we are all thinking about her.
Definitely. So very well done to Linda and to Sean.
Yes.
And I will be putting those certificates on the walls and sharing them soon so you can all comment and put your thoughts about them both as well.
Absolutely.
Okay, then, Howard, thanks very much for joining the show.
Okay. Take care, Sue.
See you this time next week.
Okay. Bye-bye, honey.
Okay. Bye-bye. And I'd like to thank everybody that's joined the Ask Sue show tonight. Thank you very much to everybody who's in the chat room. Thank you to Sean and to Linda for all of your support through everything. And I'm looking forward to having tomorrow night's show, which is the psychic show. And then we have got Thursday and Friday. Obviously, Friday is with Victoria. So please get in touch, asksueshow@gmail.com. You've got the Ask Sue show on Facebook. And myself, Ask Sue Davis, is on Facebook too. Thank you very much for joining the show, and we will leave the show with a little bit of a song while you share some links. So good night, and thank you very much for joining us. Goodbye.
There's a voice that keeps on calling me down the road. That's where I'll always be. Every stop I make,
town.